survey. Global NGO HelpAge International Kenya is in the process of carrying out a survey on the elderly people around the country meant to inform and influence policies and programs that safeguard them. The NGO Programs Officer Lydia Makina said one major problem facing the elderly was lack of data on issues affecting them to inform policy action for their well-being by relevant actors, including the government. "We are trying to generate evidence to inform the government to put in place measures to protect older persons," Ms. Makina said. She said because of the gaps in such data, policymakers do not know the extent of their challenges, including healthcare provision, income and personal safety, and what needs to be done to address them. Speaking on Wednesday at Kiritiri Market in Imbiri South Sub-County, Embu, during a data collection drive, the officer said the research was qualitative in nature by placing emphasis on their experiences and perceptions and not their numbers per se. "We expect by the end of November, we will have gathered enough data that we will disseminate back to the community and also to the government to inform future policy decisions," she said. She continued that they are also trying to rope in other stakeholders, including healthcare providers and security apparatus, so that they can be more responsive to the needs of older persons. "We also want to work with service providers like healthcare providers and payment agents for the Anua Jamii cash transfer program to ensure their health and upkeep is well taken care of," she said. Senior citizen and community leader Professor Godfrey Nguru said the needs of the elderly are myriad, with the main ones being lack of healthcare and income. "Among the challenges facing the elderly is a multiplicity of chronic illnesses, for instance hypertension, dementia, diabetes and so on, and the cost of medicines to treat them is out of reach for many," he said. He said the shush 2000 stipend given to them every month in the social protection program was too insignificant to buy medication and food. "In my case, I spend more than shush 6000 a month on hypertension medication alone. The shush 2000 I receive cannot do that," Professor Nguru said. He lamented that the current generation does not care much about the elderly, thus more needs to be done from the government side to safeguard their lives.